Hello and welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. We are digging through the crates for some scratchy 78s, 45s, LPs, cassettes, and even compact discs. Along the way, we'll discover some classic rock and pop, jazz, exotica, soul, folk, acoustic, folk rock, indie pop, lo-fi, psychedelic, jam bands, library music, easy listening, and just about everything else that tickles my ears. Hopefully it all makes sense by the end of the hour. Thank you for coming on this journey of homegrown, homemade radio. Welcome to the Thrift Shop. This is DJ Frederick. I'm here with you every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight on your local station, WSCS in New London, 90.9 on your radio dial, or online at classicalwscs.org. And I'm celebrating 25 years on the airwaves here at WSCS. So this year I'm creating sets based upon my top 25 favorite thrift store artists, records, tapes, or CDs that are just plentiful and easily found in thrift stores across the country. And today we're going to hear some tunes from the Baja Marimba Band. Now, the Baja Marimba Band was a musical group led by marimba player Julius Wester. It was formed by producer Herb Albert, who we heard a couple of weeks ago, kind of styled after his own band, the Tijuana Brass. And the Baja Marimba Band actually outlasted the Tijuana Brass by several years. The Baja Marimba Band was formed in 1962 with some session musicians, including Julius Wester, and those folks included, believe it or not, Leon Russell and Emil Richards, Tommy Tedesco, Hal Blaine, some amazing, amazing people who used to sit in on the studio sessions. And a lot of folks at the time, back in the 1960s, saw the Baja Marimba Band as a marketing gimmick, and they very well may have been, kind of riding the wave created by Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass and Sergio Mendez, Brazil 66, the kinds of acts that were staples of the A&M record label at the time. But despite all of these criticisms and their bizarrely humorous album covers, the music was, you know, pretty cool. Bossa nova, jazz, pop elements, and, you know, just a little bit of everything that pretty much, you know, was easy listening. The Baja Marimba Band recorded 13 albums in all. Quite the achievement. We're going to hear five tunes, starting out with Do You Know the Way to San Jose? the Baja Marimba Band here on the Radio Thrift Shop. Five tunes from a lot of their early 60s albums. We started off with Do You Know the Way to San Jose? Then you might have recognized the Woody Woodpecker song. More, the theme to Mondo Cane. Along Comes Mary, and finally Eleanor, which was popularized by the band The Turtles. Alright, this is DJ Frederick, and we're going to dive into some more record crates right after this.
This is Bird Note. Many bird species have found ways to adapt to city living, but cockatoos in Sydney, Australia are setting a new standard for how resourceful urban birds can be. In several neighborhoods of Sydney, sulfur-crested cockatoos have learned ways to open trash bins and grab some leftover food. Researchers found that birds in a given suburb seem to learn their trash bin opening technique from nearby birds, leading to subtle differences in how cockatoos raid the garbage throughout the city. As more and more cockatoos got the news about trash bins, people began improving their security measures. Residents started adding weights to the lids or trying to scare birds away with rubber snakes. Much like the birds, people often used whatever deterrence method their neighbors were using. Not every security method works. It turns out cockatoos can slide a brick off a bin lid, and a toy snake will only fool a bird so many times. This could result in an arms race between the cockatoos and Sydney residents, as two highly intelligent species try to outwit each other every trash day. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel. This episode is dedicated to Bob Goodale, whose lifelong love for birds and nature continues to inspire.
You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, homemade and homegrown radio from DJ Frederick, spinning tunes on AM, FM, and shortwave since 1975.
As much as you can feel, there is still a way. If you have the
From the 1971 LP In the Garden by the band Gypsy, that was As Far As You Can See, As Much As You Can Feel. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and around the world online at classicalwscs.org. For the next couple of sets, I'm going to feature music released on the Forager record label from their compilation Belong to the Wind. And Forager specializes in re-releasing long out-of-print, private-pressed LPs from the 1970s and the 1980s. So we're going to dig into some of the tracks on the compilation Belong to the Wind, starting with the title track, I Belong to the Wind, by Shane, whoever Shane is.
I've been so many places, seen so many faces, trying to find where I belong. I've been so many places, I can see the traces, what I have done, right or wrong. I belong to the wind. I belong to the rain. I can still sorrow, I can still feel the pain. Cry. Was I born to die? Please give me a reason to live. I am what I am, an ordinary man with much feeling I could give. I belong. Still feel the pain.
sun. My best friend, he died on Sunday. So many things he could have done. Said he was tired of all this running around. Anticipation of the sun. Lady, can you spare a dime? My best friend, he died on Sunday. So many things he could have done. Said he was tired of all this running around. Anticipation.
Jeff Lane with Anticipation of the Sun from the compilation Belong to the Wind, released on Forager Records. I'm going to drop the needle on a few more tunes from that compilation in just a moment.
Exploring Science in the Sea. People are always looking for ways to make things brighter and whiter, from teeth to laundry. They seldom think of brighter, whiter clouds. Yet, whiter clouds are just as important as whiter bicuspids or t-shirts. They reflect more sunlight back into space, making our planet cooler. In recent years, scientists have discovered a great cloud whitener, tiny organisms known as phytoplankton. They're especially abundant in the Southern Ocean, the waters around Antarctica. Satellites reveal that clouds in that region are much whiter than those elsewhere. Clouds form when water vapor condenses around tiny particles high in the atmosphere, forming droplets. The brightness of the clouds depends on the number of droplets packed into a given area. A lot of small droplets make brighter clouds than a smaller number of large droplets. Phytoplankton use sunlight as an energy source, so there are big blooms of them in the southern summer. A recent study found that the blooms correspond to an increase in the number and brightness of clouds. The phytoplankton emit particles of a sulfur compound that climb high into the atmosphere, where they form the seeds for small water droplets. The small droplets make more and brighter clouds. Since the clouds reflect more sunlight, they keep the Southern Ocean cooler. Climate change could reduce the number of phytoplankton, perhaps leading to dingier clouds in the far south, and higher temperatures everywhere. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is available as a weekly podcast at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
take life as it comes along.
Band Cisco with Oh Man, and before that, Autumn Dust, Spend Another Day, from the compilation Belong to the Wind, released on Forager Records back in 2021. Some great, unknown, privately released music back into your ears here on the Radio Thrift Shop. And that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop here on WSCS. I'm DJ Frederick. You can contact me at radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. I'm here every Saturday evening, 10 p.m. till midnight, where I've been, on WSCS for 25 years. So I'm celebrating a quarter of a century here on the airwaves in the Kearsarge-Sunapee region.